The new regulation will require any chain restaurant in New York City that has 15 or more outlets nationwide to post calorie information on its menus and menu boards. This represents about 10% of the city's restaurants. City health officials say when people see calorie content at the point of making a choice, they use it. And officials project the measure will help tens of thousands of New Yorkers prone to obesity and type 2 diabetes. New York Deputy Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett.
Our position is that people need somebody to help them protect their health.
Bar owner Lee Seinfeld has been in the business for more than 30 years. With three bars in New York, he's seen a lot of people come and go, drink too much, tip too little, and of course, smoke. Until 2003, when the New York Department of Health banned smoking in all bars and restaurants.
I was very upset about it. I knew it would affect my business. It did affect my business. Business was off for a good 3-4 months. And even to this day, it still affects my business because I have customers that are outside smoking.
Roughly 17% of New Yorkers smoke, not enough to convince the city's health department to let them keep puffing away. The same department decided in 2006 to ban the use of trans fats in all New York eating establishments. Again, Deputy Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett.
We took lead out of lead paint. We put fluoride in the water. We passed rules that you have to wear a seatbelt. And those are things where we didn't just leave it up to individuals to pick and choose their risks. In this case, in the case of trans fat, it's a risk that people really have no way of judging when they sit down and eat food at a restaurant.
New Yorkers are divided.
I think it's good because it shows that they care about us.
Me, I don't like it because I like eating a lot.
I love it. The fact that if I were to go to a restaurant and come out and my clothes still smells nice, it's great.
I understand people who don't like the smell and whatnot. What about us?
Trans fat is a form of solid fat used in fried foods and baked goods. They came on the market in the early 1900s. Restaurants use them widely because of their long shelf life and easy storage. At the time, the U.S. government endorsed the use of trans fats for cooking over saturated fats. Chuck Hunt works for the New York State Restaurant Association.
Many people, as a result of that, are going back to products that are higher in saturated fats, which makes you wonder if we're really making any progress.
Hunt says when the government asked for a voluntary switch, many restaurants complied. But the legally binding ban angered restaurant owners.
We feel the democratic way to do things like this is to through education rather than legislation or regulation. When I grew up, which was many years ago, your mother was the one that was supposed to tell you what you should and shouldn't eat, not the government.
But when a parenting force is absent...
I know what's healthy for me because my mother is a nutritionist. I'm lucky and I'm educated in the sense of what's good for you, but a lot of people unfortunately don't know. They're raised on McDonald's.
And New York City officials are working to help people understand. New regulations requiring chain restaurants to post calorie information goes into effect at the end of March. Paige Kolick, VOA News, New York.